السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. الحمد لله. We are extremely grateful to Allah سبحانه وتعالى for allowing us to having partaken in such a beautiful and blessed and holy month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely from the bottom of our hearts to accept all of the good a'mal that we did therein. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made this previous Ramadan that has just completed a life-changing Ramadan for each and every single one of us. We ask Allah for istiqamah upon the good habits that we have developed. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to keep doing them. You know, my beloved brothers, actions that we have developed in the holy month of Ramadan, we should be trying our utmost best to maintain that momentum. Whatever we started, maintain it. It probably won't be on such a high level that we were doing in the month of Ramadan, but there should be a portion of it still within your daily life. For example, if you have been reciting the Qur'an daily, and maybe during the month of Ramadan you were reciting one juz, three juz, five juz, mashallah, because you get a lot of extra tawfiq in the holy month of Ramadan. Outside of Ramadan, build a habit that is easy to maintain. For example, you are working, or you feel ill, or you're traveling, and the day is just so busy that you don't have enough time to maintain your habit of reading one juz, because there's not enough time for you in that day. You're tired now. You've came home late from work. You're traveling somewhere. Or something comes up and you're not able to keep that steady routine. Therefore, whatever you fix as your daily routine outside of Ramadan, make sure that it is such a portion that even on the day that you are busy, even on the day that it is difficult to do, you can still maintain it. So an example of that would be, if it takes you far too long to read one juz of the Qur'an, and you know it's going to take me 30 minutes, 45 minutes, some people even 1 hour takes them to read one juz. Now every day you might not be able to put 1 hour aside for that. But what you could do is put aside time to read at least 5 lines a day. 5 lines a day is better than 0 lines, yes? 5 lines, better than 0 lines. 5 lines might take you a few minutes. That is easy to maintain. So even on a day where you're not feeling well, or you're struggling, or you've had a really busy day, you will still pick up the Quran and read your daily habit of 5 lines. That's what you call an easy to maintain tartib, a ritual, a routine. This is what we should be trying to develop, because you don't want to lose the connection with the Quran. You really don't. Similarly with your qiyam. If you were, mashallah, in every night of Ramadan, you were doing qiyamul layl from every night, or even in the last 10 nights you were doing your qiyam and you were reading your tahajjud. Outside of Ramadan, if you can't do your tahajjud every day in the last portion of the night, then at least do it once a week. At least do it once a week. Fix that one day of the week for yourself, that on this night, I'm definitely going to wake up in the last portion of the night and I'm going to do my tahajjud prayer. This is what is called keeping up these good habitual routines. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon this. You can be clever with it. Whatever works for you, that will make it happen. Make it happen, inshallah, my beloved brothers. Also today, mashallah, is the day of Eid, a day of celebration, and we will be with our families for most of the day. You know, the day of Eid should be, for the children at least, it should be the best day of the year for them. They should have 2 amazing days in the year, and they both should be the Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. When they come home, they should know that there is something different in the house. If you want to decorate, no problem. Nobody else is decorating on Eid day. You're not copying any kuffar on that day. You're no mushabaha on that day. If you want to put up your balloons and you want to put up your bunting or whatever it is, Eid Mubarak signs everywhere, make it a very, very joyous occasion for the children, that they know we have something to celebrate about. And then get their gifts. Wrap them up for them so that they can rip open all the wrapping paper and then you see the enjoyment on their face. Give them something to look forward to. When they grow up, they will take Ramadan extremely seriously. Be like, when my parents, when Ramadan used to come around, they used to shower us with gifts. Shower us with gifts. Now I'm going to exert myself in Ramadan so that not only do I get gifts, but Allah will give me His gifts. You make it such a good environment for them. Don't just give them an envelope with money. That doesn't mean a lot. MashaAllah, you might give them £100. You could even give them £1,000. But put it in their savings though, because you don't know what they will do with it. Always put it in their savings. Don't give a child £10. Somebody gave my child yesterday £10 and he dropped it outside. They can't look after it. Don't hand them stuff like that. Maintain it for them. They don't know how to control it. So make it a fun and joyous occasion for our children. If we haven't done it this year, We haven't done it this year. Make intention from now for Eid al-Adha, I'm going to do it. I want to make it a fun environment in the house. Whatever their nice foods are, the ones that they look forward to, make sure you go out of your way and do it for them. Do it. There's no problem. It's encouraged. Do it for them. Make sure that you are solving the ties in your family. Make sure you're going to see those people that you haven't seen in a long time. If you haven't phoned a certain family member for a long time, maybe they live abroad, but it's just been a long time, it's been years. Make sure you pick up the phone today and you call them. You ask about them. Not even then, my beloved brothers, make sure that if we see our neighbors, we've cooked some nice food, send it to them. So that they know as well, mashallah, these Muslims, today is a day of celebration for them. Maybe this will be a form of da'wah for you. Maybe they will get curious. Maybe they will start asking you questions. Maybe then they will start being inquisitive. And then it will be a form of da'wah for you, inshallah. My beloved brothers, these are all extremely important things in Islam. We should be encouraging these things. But also, I would like to remind our brothers as well that when we are busy with our families, alhamdulillah, we will be celebrating, enjoying their company, having a chill, relaxed time. Still, when it comes to salah time, we take the time out and we read our salah. If you're in a restaurant, you ask them, do you have a place that we can go? If not, find the nearest masjid. Find the nearest place that you can read. Do not leave your salah, because if you leave it from today, the day of Eid, and shaitan's got you for the next until the next Ramadan. He's got you. He's gonna trip you up all the time. He's got you. But if you can maintain that momentum from now, that whatever happens today, I'm going to stay on top of my salah, inshallah. I'm going to stay on top of it. Then he will struggle. And remember, always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when things get tough. When things become extremely hard. When that iman starts to go low. And things become difficult. At that time, remember, Allah's doors of rahmah are always open. Never lose hope. Always turn back to Him. In our daily a'mal, my beloved brothers. So I would like to just take this opportunity to request everybody. Inshallah, we will see plenty of each other from now until the next Ramadan, inshallah. But my beloved brothers, your life and my life will have the ups and downs, always. Whenever we have that up, we will do shukr. That, Ya Allah, whatever happiness you have given me, it is from you. I was not even deserving of it, but Ya Allah, you granted me it. And when you do shukr upon your happiness, Allah will increase it. But then, my beloved brothers, when things get hard and shaitan overpowers us again, and our nafs, we give in to our carnal desires, and we start going off the track, we will make firm intention that we will always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will say, Ya Allah, I've gone really far from you. Please forgive me for my sins. Please forgive the shortcomings. Please forgive me. I made a strong intention that I wasn't going to go back to these evil habits. But I'm weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We are certified weak. We can't do anything about it. We are insan. It comes from an-nisyan, to forget. You forget. That's why you were supposed to have these general reminders all the time. That's why you come for Jumu'ah and you get these daily, weekly reminders. So that it charges you up for the next week. Because we forget. It's in our nature. You can't do anything to prevent that. But my beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful. At every turn of the way, whenever we slip up, we turn back to Him. And we join that connection that we have broken. And we turn back to Allah. Ruju' ilallah. And we build that connection again. And we keep on doing it. You will break it, but then you will fix it again. You will break it, but then you will fix it again. You will break it, and then you will fix it again. And then shaitan will come and say, well, you've broken your promise 10 times, just leave it now. That is a trick of him. He makes you lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers, you fail 100 times, you will fix it 100 times. This is what it is. This is not losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that reality and embed it in my heart and embed it in every single person's heart here as well. A Eid Mubarak from me to absolutely everybody here and to your families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of the good deeds from us, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الشفاعة يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلو برحمتك يا رب.